Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. We have big news. Fetch Coastal is moving from Atlantic City, New Jersey to National Harbor, Maryland in 2025. That's right. This is our last year having our Fetch Coastal conference in Atlantic City, and it's right around the corner. Join us October 14th to the 16th to kick off your week with networking opportunities, lectures from key industry leaders, and three unique hands-on labs. Don't miss out the last chance to earn CE with Fetch in Atlantic City.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
I love chatting with pre-veterinary students. We have such a wonderful pipeline of future veterinary professionals joining our colleague in our profession. And this talented young lady is someone that I've become very good friends with, and watching her develop and grow into this outstanding actress, singer, and much more that you're going to hear about. And enough where I wanted to bring her on the Vet Blast podcast. Say hello to Erin Majorly. How are you, my friend?
Hi, I'm doing really well. It is such an honor to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And okay, so we got a lot to chat with the listeners about, because I just, as you know, I'm very passionate about inspiring future veterinary professionals. I know you are too. And to the listeners, Erin is currently in her second year at Rowan University. Now, this is something really cool that you may not know about here in New Jersey. So Rowan University is located in New Jersey. And tell us a little bit about what that trajectory looks like to the listeners, because I'm not sure if everyone knows about what that program looks like.
Okay, so Rowan University is opening New Jersey's very first veterinary school. Woo-hoo! It is super exciting. So the 3+4 program is something that is brand new. I'm in the inaugural class of the 3+4 program. I won't be the first class in the vet school. We'll be the second class by the time we get there. But we are the first 3+4 rowing kids so far. There's 8 of us. And it has just been super, super fun, super exciting. And they've been really involving us in all of the stuff with the vet school, and it has just been great. I can talk about how we got in and how the standards and stuff.
So let's talk about this. So this is the Schreiber School of Veterinary Medicine, mm-hmm, at Rowan University. And what is, when you're saying 3+4, what does that mean?
Okay, yeah. So the 3+4 means that we have 3 years of undergraduate, and then we have 4 years of vet school. So I've already completed my first year of the three, and I have 2 years left. I'm going into my second year. And then once my third year is done, we have one more interview with the same people that we interviewed with before we got into the program. And then that's it. We're into the vet school, which is so exciting because, as you know, vet school is extremely difficult to get into. So it is just amazing to have this opportunity to just be just streamlined right into it.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit more about that. So you interviewed beforehand, mm-hmm, and so it sounds like they have a lot of great mentorship and nurturing your career growth as you develop into veterinary school. And what is that like?
Oh yeah. So we put on our college apps that we were interested in veterinary medicine. And a lot of us got emails inviting us to apply for this program. And we went through an essay portion. And once we passed the essay portion, where we kind of just talked about why we're interested in veterinary medicine and kind of what our future plans are with veterinary medicine, we got into a panel interview round. And once we passed that, we were reviewed by Dean Dr. Edson himself, and he chose the 8 of us. And it has been super, super great. And we're all super excited.
Okay. Yeah, that's fantastic. So big shout out to Dean Matt Edson. We love this guy. He already is doing phenomenal stuff, but he's going to make a fantastic dean. So congratulations to him as well. So, okay. So tell us, what classes are you taking coming up?
Oh man, this semester is going to be a tough one.
Oh, no.
I am taking physics 1, organic chemistry 1, cellular biology, and environmental ethics.
Okay. Yeah. Makes me catch my breath for a second when you say that.
Yeah, I know. But kind of just enjoying my summer now. I've definitely been reviewing physics and Gen Chem stuff going into these things just to make sure that I'm prepared and, you know, really geared up to take these really difficult classes because we do have a GPA that we have to maintain. We have to maintain a 3.7 overall GPA and a 3.5 in our science classes.
Okay. Yeah, no, thank you for mentioning that because I know some of the, you listeners are probably curious about that. And do you have to take the GREs or any standardized testing in order to get into the program or no, you don't have to?
No, not that I know of. Yeah, I didn't put any of my SAT scores or anything on my college app because a lot of colleges don't require it anymore because it isn't really being seen as like a standard anymore, which is really cool. But we definitely had to add a lot of our, they're a lot, very, very interested in our experiences as well as our grades and things like that. So,
so tell me about that. Tell me about some of your experiences you've been doing. So we're going to chat about your other great stuff that you do, but specifically for the veterinary side of things, what have some of those experiences look like?
Okay, so I have wanted to be a veterinarian since I was 3 years old. My grandmother's a veterinarian, and I spent a lot of time in her practice growing up. So that kind of really got me into it. My mom, she was a sales rep for Bayer Animal Health for 17 years. She always took me out in the field with her, and it was amazing. And so when I was 16, I got my first job at Mainland Veterinary Hospital in Summers Point, New Jersey. And I kind of just started at the bottom. I started cleaning kennels. I started, you know, observing surgery. I started with reception. And I have just built my way up. I work at Parkway Veterinary Hospital right now in Marmora. And I'm doing a lot of technician stuff, which is really, really cool. So I'm learning a lot about vaccines. You know, the great thing about Parkway is that it's a smaller practice. So I get to do everything. Like I'm in the room with the clients and the doctors. It's super, super cool to hear how the doctors communicate with the patients and the clients and things like that. That's honestly one of my favorite parts. We are doing a lot of like, I'm learning how to hold, how to blood draw, how to administer vaccines. I'm observing surgeries there. It has been really, really great. So I've been doing all that stuff since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And I'm 19 now. So that's been great.
And how old are you now?
I'm 19.
19. Okay. And so I just think that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And because to the listeners and to my fellow colleagues out there, we know we have been in your position knowing that those doors need to be open for opportunities to job shadow. I mean, and I always say to the younger kids too, like it just takes a moment, like a half hour to hang out and get a tour of the vet hospital, see what it looks like, make an impact. And then now you're seeing all the wonderful roles that are the key players involved in, you know, veterinary medicine, from kennel attendants to CSRs and technicians, and they all make such a huge and positive impact on what they do. So great job that you're already doing that now before you do veterinary school. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really great. It's obviously, you know, I want to be a veterinarian. I love surgeries. I would love to start doing surgeries on my own, but all of the background stuff that you don't really think of when you think of veterinarian and veterinary medicine, that stuff is so interesting too. Like filling medications is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Learning about all the different kinds of medications and what they do and how they work. And it's just amazing. I love all that stuff as well.
It is. It's fantastic. And you mentioned earlier communication. My gosh, that is probably the nucleus to everything we do in vet medicine is client communication and both internal and external communication. So it's great that you're hearing those sound bites. Oh, I like how she chatted about recommending a dental cleaning. I like how she recommended, you know, talked about blood work. So you hear all those things. I remember when I was your age, I was like writing things down in a book and just I kept journaling them because I really liked them and I wanted to make it my own, but I like stealing some of their ideas at the same time. That's what it's all about, you know? By the way, to the listeners, did you all know, I'm sure you know this too. So the state animal of New Jersey, does anybody know out there what the state animal of New Jersey is? Aaron, do you know what it is?
I don't actually.
It's the horse. So
oh,
it's
really?
The horse. Yeah. And so, you know, some of you are probably like, oh, New Jersey. Yeah, we have one of the largest areas of equine medicine and surgery here in New Jersey. And so I know you're will get some interest in that as well, because the Schreiber School of Veterinary Medicine is going to have a teaching hospital on premise.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very, very interested in working with large animal work because I feel like that's a field that's often overlooked.
Yes.
I think equine medicine and large animal medicine is so fascinating. I love volunteering at local farms, specifically the Funny Farm. I love the Funny Farm so much.
Tell us about the Funny Farm.
Yeah, they're located down in South Jersey, I believe in Mays Landing, and they have, it's an animal sanctuary. They have horses, they have goats, chickens, cats, dogs, just every animal you could possibly think of they have there. They have peacocks, they have like cows, and it is just so cool to just kind of interact with them and, you know, feed them and water them and do all the mundane tasks that they need to live a comfortable life. Right. And it is just so, so cool being around these animals because they just kind of, in the mornings, they open the gates and they let them just walk around. Wow. And they let them have like a really nice, comfortable life just walking through the meadows of the farm. And we're there to make sure that they live comfortably. And it is just, it's such a nice farm. I yeah. really like volunteering there. That's and they're one of the big reasons that I am interested in large animal and equine because of how well they treat them there. And a lot of it's rehab. They have a lot of rehab horses there that they have been, you know, surrendered or, you know, there's been a lot of like humanity cases where they haven't been in a good situation and they've been brought over to the farm and right. they're able to live a really, really nice life for the remainder of their time here. And I'm just so happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge part. And to see and manage animal husbandry early mm-hmm. on in your career is fantastic. So I love that.
Can't make it to Coastal? No worries. We've got you covered with select Fetch Kansas City 2024 sessions now on Flex. For just $199, Fetch On Demand gives you access to the best sessions, speakers, and over 30 CE credits. That's right, 30 CE credits. Learn when, where, and how it fits into your busy life. Whether you are catching up between appointments, learning from the comfort of home, or squeezing in a quick session over coffee, Fetch On Demand gives you the flexibility you need to earn CE credits on your terms. Click the link in the show notes and learn more today.
Okay, so, you know, we know that being a veterinarian is amazing, as we all know, but there's another great side to you that I want the listeners to know about. And so this is something that I love sharing with you. We both have a love for musical theater. So,
oh, yes.
So tell us a little bit. I mean, you guys, and I know she's not going to say this, so I'm going to say this. This girl can sing.
Thank you so much.
This girl can sing. This girl can act. I mean, she's got, I, you know, I told you this when I saw you. I'm like, you are the triple threat. And I just am so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Where did all that come from? I love it.
So I really got into singing and dancing and acting like that really, really young. The preschool daycare that I went to, my one teacher, Miss Heiss, she really got me into singing. And we did a lot of events where I would sing the national anthem I sang at the circus one time. I sang at Sesame Place. And that really got me into it. And my first musical, though, was in sixth grade. I had a media class that was taught by Mr. Kevin McCafferty, who is a really good family friend of mine now. And he encouraged me to go out for the musical because he was directing it. And the musical that they were doing was Beauty and the Beast. And my mom, she was like, you know, like you can audition, but just so you know, like you're going to be a tree and you have to be happy with that. And I was completely fine with that. I just wanted to be a part of it. And I auditioned and I got the role of Chip in Beauty and the Beast. Aww. And it was such a fun role. And my parents got super involved. My dad made the cart that I sat in, which was super, super cool. My mom painted all of the sets. And it has just been a really cool family thing since then. Nice. And, you know, I did all the shows in middle school. I did all the shows in high school. As soon as my sister got into sixth grade, she started doing the shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we were able to do our first musical together when I was a senior in high school. She was a freshman in high school. And we did a play called Present Laughter together, which was so much fun. It was so nice. Cool. You know, seeing each other on stage and now being on stage together was just right. awesome. And then we actually did Beauty and the Beast again for my senior show. Wow. So I was Babette in that. And my sister, she was a salt shaker. And what was so cool about this show was that we had flying We had like a fly set, so she was flying above us during Be Our Guest, and it was so cool. It was
That's so
really, really neat
cool.
being in shows together.
Yeah.
And then after high school, I was kind of just like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna do shows in college. I don't know. I really had no idea what I was gonna do. And I was just encouraged over and over again by my parents, by my peers, actually by Dr. Kovacs, who is one of the directors for the 3+4 program, to really get back into it, which is how I found Full Moon Theater in Margate, New Jersey. And I did a funny thing happen on the way to the forum this summer
Yes.
with them. And I
Excellent.
played the role of Philia, and it was amazing. It
You
was
just got
so
done with
amazing.
that. And that was a long stretch too, right? That was what, 2 weeks, I think you were in there for a while. Yeah.
My mom kept sending me this audition, and I was like, I don't know, I don't know. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna tell anyone I'm gonna audition, because if I don't get anything, then it's
Right.
not gonna be embarrassing. And I got to the audition. I auditioned. An hour later, they called me and offered me the role of Philia, and I was like ecstatic. I was so excited to return to the stage, and it has just been the best summer. We rehearsed 4 days a week, from 6 to 8, and we had two show weekends, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, it's a huge turnout I saw on
Oh
social
yeah.
media, which is awesome. But wait, tell them the other show, which was one of my favorite shows of all time. Oh my
Oh
God. Oh my.
yes. I did Legally Blonde my junior year. I played Brooke Wyndham, and that was so much fun. It was such a
Okay.
fun show.
Let me just back up for 1 second, just pause for a second and tell the audience, because I saw the video. Mom sent me the videos. Huge shout out to your mom, Becky. She's so awesome. And we're good friends. And if you guys don't know, in the show Legally Blonde, the musical, this character that she's playing, she's like a fitness enthusiast too. So she's jump roping and singing and dancing all at once. It is a huge performance. And I didn't physically see, although I wanted to see, but your mom sent me the video of it. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe I did that either. I really kind of auditioned for that role as, a Hail Mary. I didn't
Yeah.
really think I was gonna get it, and then I did. And once I saw my name on the cast list, I was like, okay, it's time to lock
Yes.
in. And I was working with BU Arts in Mays Landing, and we did 2 hour sessions like twice a week, I believe, where we were just have for like 30 minutes we would do the voice part, and then for 30 minutes we would do the dancing part, and then for the last hour we would do both at the same time.
Wow.
And I practiced my jump roping skills every single day, every single day. And so that hour where both the singing and the dancing came together really built up my endurance for the
Yes.
stage, and it was so fun.
I
It was
love that.
such a fun show.
And all these great roles that you're doing, and I say this when I travel around the country too, I mean, veterinary medicine is a performance. You know, when you're going into the exam rooms, you're putting on you're leading with empathy, using emotional intelligence. Yes, maybe we'll sing a couple bars every now and then to have a connection with the clients, but I do feel like the skills that you have, Aaron, are so powerful, and it's going to make you such an incredible veterinarian, even that much more, just because of the fact that you have that artistry already in there, because it is the art of practice. And I'm just so, you're the first guest that we've had that I know of that is combining these two wonderful passions into one.
I definitely incorporate my theater skills into how I interact with clients. Like, even though I'm not a veterinarian yet, I still do my best to
Yes.
interact with clients just to get that skill under my belt. And I am naturally very introverted, and I kind of have to just switch into this
I would not have guessed that. That's
other.
so funny you said that. Because every time I see you, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
That's
and that's something that
interesting.
I've had to learn
Yeah.
is how to talk to people and how to just always be super bubbly and super
Yes.
happy, and that comes with the theater experience.
Right.
It's much harder for me to get in front of a couple people and talk than it is to get in front of 500 people and sing. And I just think it's so funny, but it is something that has definitely transferred over from theater to my everyday life.
Yeah, excellent. What's your favorite Broadway musical or off-Broadway musical? Do you have a favorite one?
I think Phantom of the Opera would be my favorite one. I saw that 2 years ago on Broadway before it closed, and I had never really heard of it before. Like I knew what it was, and I knew the one song, and that was it. I didn't know the chandelier fell. I didn't know that there were all these different tricks and stuff. So my mom had seen it before, and she was so excited because my sister and I had no idea what was about to happen, and it like changed the trajectory of my life. Oh my
Oh,
God, I love that show. It's
I love
beautiful.
this. So fun fact, that's my all-time favorite too.
Really?
Yep,
Oh
my
my God.
all-time
That's
favorite.
so funny.
I've seen it, I think 4 times, and I saw it in middle school. And again, I think getting that visibility and exposure to theater is so important for everyone in this world. I think it really does inspire you to see live theater is unbelievable, right? And you mentioned a couple of things that I just want to hone in with the viewers as we wrap up, or the listeners, because live theater, you're talking about, I think you saw that early. You got, that theater bug or that itch early on. You had incredible teachers that said to guide you in mentorships. And I think that's so important because in Vet Med, we're all teachers. We're all going to be inspiring others as they walk through our doors or whatever we do for a living. But it really just warms my heart to hear those things that you had that teacher to say, hey, do this. I love that. And even the one that's at the vet school, the Schreiber School too, she says, hey, keep singing, keep on acting, right?
Yeah, sometimes it just takes that little bit of encouragement to realize, how much you miss it. Because, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna do it anymore. And just all these people kept encouraging me to do it. And
I
it was
know.
just so nice.
Well, I want you to keep that light going. You are such a beacon of light and joy in this profession. We are going to be so honored to have you be our colleagues in just a
Well,
few
thank you so
years.
much.
I know. I'm
I
really
wanted to
proud of
ask
you.
you too, what advice do you have as a theater kid for someone going into vet medicine?
Oh my God. No one asked me this question. So excited. Okay, because music is so crucial to studying. And so keep listening to all that great music that comes through your head, because for some reason it helped me create my study habits. Or I was very creative with highlighting different colors for anatomy. I think you get it too. Like with musical, there's just something that opens up your mind a little bit more. And so my best advice is just please continue to listen to the Broadway musicals that are out there and listen to it when you have the study breaks or whatnot. Because I think art is weaving art into what we're doing in vet school is so cool. You're going to be very creative. I can just imagine what your study guides are going to be like because it's going to be, I feel like you have that creative mind to really help connect the dots, especially with parasitology, for instance. Like
Oh,
there's going to
yeah.
be a lot of life cycles and you can really do some cool stuff. As you're about to go into organic chemistry, you're going to learn a lot of carbon bonds and all its different types of bonds. And I think, yeah, having that theater mindset is just keeping that spark alive. There was something that was important to me when I was in vet school, and I was like, oh, I hope this doesn't go away, is I loved working out. I love gym time. So my best advice for you is keep those things that you love, enjoy, keep going. Yeah, they might be reallocated a little bit. Like I was maybe not able to go to the gym all the time as long as I wanted to, but I want to still listen to my Broadway music, or I want to work out. Don't let vet school and school be all of you, because you have all these wonderful lights that are in you. Keep them
Yeah,
lit.
that's really good advice.
Okay, I'm gonna try to out-Broadway you really quick. Okay, so I'm gonna sing a little. I can't sing, but I'm gonna have you sing at the end when we close up. But I'm gonna see if you know the Broadway show. Okay. All right. So if I go 525,600, do you know that one?
Rent.
Very good. Okay. As long as you're mine.
I don't know that one.
Yes. Wicked.
Oh my gosh. How could I forget Wicked? That was one of the
Right.
first musicals I saw. I was like 10.
Oh, yes. It's so good, right? How about this one? Do you know 76 trombones in the big parade? Do you know 76,000? No, 76 trombones. Yeah. Or you
I
got a
don't
farm.
know.
Oh, the
I don't
Music
know.
Man. Music
Me,
Man's in
okay.
it.
I thought it
It's
was Music Man.
a good
I've
one.
never seen that one.
Okay. Yeah. You got to say, I saw it with Hugh Jackman, by the way. It was so good.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So good. Okay. By the way, total random, everyone. I cannot wait. This is another fun fact that I feel like I need to share with everyone. I'm very obsessed in love with Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls. And she is being Norma Desmond on Broadway in Sunset Boulevard in the fall.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
That's crazy. So
she won the Olivier Award in London last year for playing it. And so I can't wait to see her. So that's like my big...
So cool.
I know. Yeah, to keep you posted on that one. Okay. All right. I'm going to... Can you sing a little bar, a couple bars for us? Do you have a song that you want to sing? Like, I was thinking of Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Taylor, can you do that? Or...
Sure.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay.
Oh man, I don't know if I remember the lyrics. Tale as old as time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, and somebody bends unexpectedly. I don't know if those were the right ones.
Yeah, that was it. Yes. Just a little change. Well, Erin, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for all the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. And my friends, if you want to learn more, if you want to learn more about the program at the Schreiber School, you can head on over to Rowan University, the Schreiber School of Veterinary Medicine, too. We'll put all the links in the show notes as well. And Erin, all the best to you. The best.
Thank you so much.
So proud
of
you.
This has been great. Thank you.
Our pleasure. You're welcome. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And if you have students that are out there, have a great school year. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.